Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
3 minutes after the hour, it's Tuesday, August 17th. Good morning and welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you once again here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as we continue with day two of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. We start each hour during the Pledge Drive week with a memorare invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of life, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit whenever we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, with the terrible situation, the earthquake in Haiti, Relevant Radio is contributing 10% of this week's Pledge Drive revenue to help relieve the suffering of those in Haiti who have been affected by this horrible earthquake. Relevant Radio will work with the Catholic Church in Haiti to bring water, food, medicine, clothing, shelter, and a dignified burial of the dead to those who are suffering. In the meantime, let us all pray for these poor suffering people during the Holy Mass today at noon, the Chapel of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. on the Drew Mariani Show, and the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Catholic attorney and political analyst Alfonso Aguilar to talk about the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. A little bit later this hour, Kendra Von Esch, faith coach, Catholic speaker, and author, will join us to discuss the seven pillars of the spiritual life. And we'll also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner, all that and much more coming up this hour here on Morning Air. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. As Catholic Christians, we need to always be prepared to give a reasoned explanation for what we believe and why we believe it. There will no doubt be situations where someone asks you, why do you believe that Mary is the Mother of God, or that the Holy Eucharist is more than just a symbol? We need to always be ready to answer with charity and clarity, with gentleness and respect, from whomever challenges us about our Catholic faith. Know your faith, know the scripture, tradition, and what the catechism teaches, but always do it with respect. We always finish up praying, Jesus, I trust in you. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has been momentarily overshadowed by the debacle in Afghanistan, but it has not abated, and there are many conflicting aspects. What is the latest in this crisis at the border, and how are the U.S. bishops and the Catholic Church responding? Joining us now to unpack this increasingly complex situation is Notre Dame-educated attorney and political analyst Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. Good morning, Alfonso. Welcome back to Morning Air. Always great to be with you. Always good to hear your perspective.
Hello, John. How are you? It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Alfonso, before we talk about the situation at the border, I want to get your take on this other situation that's going on in Afghanistan with yesterday, President Biden finally addressing the nation.
Look, like many, I have relatives and friends that served in Afghanistan. So when I see the images, I'm disturbed. I'm sad. After 20 years of being there, that the country's going back to where it was 20 years ago. But I realize that we can't be there for forever. The majority of Americans wanted us out. President Trump actually negotiated even with the Taliban, right, and announced that we were going to leave Afghanistan for good. I think that was the right thing to do. President Biden accepted and supported that policy as well. The problem here is how the exit was executed. And as we see the images, you don't have to be an expert to ask, you know, why didn't we remove our citizens? There are reports of hundreds or perhaps thousands of American citizens still in Afghanistan. Why didn't we remove them before? Those people that collaborated with the U.S., those Afghans that collaborated with the U.S., interpreters and others, why didn't we remove them before? Why wasn't there a better plan to actually get them to safety? Why did we leave all this military equipment that now the Taliban is actually capturing? So there are just so many questions of why this exit of Afghanistan was not coordinated better, why it was so hasty and so chaotic. The images are truly disturbing. They do remind of Saigon in 1975. We left in the same way. Look, in terms of the Taliban taking over Afghanistan again, you know, that's something we can't control. That's something that perhaps would have happened even if even with an orderly exit. But at least the one thing that we should have been able to guarantee is an orderly exit, and that didn't happen. And I think that's why the majority of Americans are really frustrated. And I do have to say that falls solely on President Biden. These are things that could have been handled better. The removal of our citizens or diplomatic force, of all those people that collaborated with us, not only the people, the actual individuals, but also their families. We already have reports of the Taliban going house to house looking for those who cooperated with the United States. I think that's just very sad, and a lot of people are angry. You know, this could have been handled much, much better.
Can't help but think of Catholics and other Christians living in Afghanistan and how they will be affected in terms of religious liberty going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, this is very sad. You know, we know how the Taliban think, how they behaved in the past of not permitting any type of religious freedom or basic individual rights of subjugating women. Sadly, Afghanistan, many Afghans are going to suffer, and that's very sad. Unfortunately, this is a country that it's very unstable. It's very divided. There are just so many different tribes. You know, that they're used to it. In the past, we've had different countries. You know, the Russians and others trying to stabilize this country to no avail. So, you know, we can't go in there and be the police of the world and try to change countries if they're not ready for democracy. That's really not our job. I think we were there for a very long time, 20 years. I think it was too long. I think we should have gone in with a very focused goal of ensuring that that Al-Qaeda could not operate from Afghanistan, and that should have been it, and then we should have left. But you know, it's been 20 years, a lot of American lives lost. You know, I think we have to learn from this experience. We can't go around nation building.
Well, Afonso, of course, I want to talk about the other situation at the border. But here during the pledge drive, we need to take a short break as we continue talking about the immigration and humanitarian crisis at the U.S. border with political analyst Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
Good morning. It's the Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive, day number two here at Relevant Radio. Thanks for your great support yesterday. Let's keep that momentum going online at relevantradio.com. or on the mobile app or on the phone, 877-291-0123. Our need by the end of the week is $2.7 million. Thanks for your beautiful support to Relevant Radio to help us keep going strong for 3 more months. And we need each and every day to be a big day to get there. It's a big goal, but we have a lot of great listeners and a lot more folks we need to serve. We're on over 180 stations around the U.S., around the world, online at relevantradio.com, on that beautiful mobile app, going everywhere with you as well. That goal is really to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, to do it worldwide through the media. Bringing Christ to the world through the media is the mission of Relevant Radio. You are part of that by being a listener to Relevant Radio. Thank you so much for your support, for praying for Relevant Radio, for telling friends, hey, don't forget, it's the pledge drive this week, and then for cheering us on. It's kind of fun after you've given to kick back and listen and say, I've done some of that. And we strive to be a platform for the Holy Spirit. We talk about the Holy Spirit being the program director of Relevant Radio. How many times have you heard just what you needed to hear just at the right time you heard it? That's what Relevant Radio does, in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, bringing you the good news, helping you through tough times, helping others through tough times, bringing folks back to church, back to sacraments, into the church for the very first time. It all works when we work together. Let's get working now. Won't you do your best? 877-291-0123, John, or online at relevantradio.com.
Well, Glenn, we want to continue the momentum going here in day two. Our goal, $2.7 million by the end of the week. Our Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive takes place here in the month of August, the month traditionally dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Relevant Radio is dedicated to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. In fact, our Relevant Radio family began on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe when we first got our license to bridge the gap between faith and everyday life. During this summer pledge drive, in the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, open your heart and honor the Blessed Mother. Give a gift in honor of the Mother of God and her intercession in your life. Reach out and respond. Open your heart and give to the mission of Relevant Radio. You can give easily online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
877-291-0123, online, relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Great time to get a hold of Relevant Radio bright and early. You'll be able to check it off your list of things to do today and be on your way knowing you've done your best for Relevant Radio, so we can continue to do our best and promote the good news of Jesus Christ in this church, to bring you the latest from your parish all the way to the Vatican, unspun by the secular media. Relevant Radio, here for you day after day, month after month, only because of your support. Please reach out and respond. Do your best now at relevantradio.com.
Seventeen minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for joining us as we continue our conversation with Alfonso Aguilar, attorney and political analyst, as we're discussing the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Alfonso, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Alfonso, there was leaked audio last week when DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was recorded admitting that the number of migrants crossing is unsustainable after he announced that nearly 213,000 migrant encounters happened in the month of July alone. How is this situation developing? How is COVID making this even a tougher challenge for our country?
Yeah, I think that leak was very telling, wasn't it? It seemed to confirm what many have been saying publicly, that the situation is out of control at the southern border, that it's unsustainable, as Mayorkas said, that our system is not prepared, never has been, to receive so many people. Yet this is not what the administration had been saying publicly. So it's very frustrating that the administration really hasn't been very transparent with the American public. We have a terrible situation. President Biden said that this was seasonal, yet the number that June and July, however, they've gone up. The numbers in July are staggering. Over 212,000 people arrived at the border in July. That's an increase from June to July of 11%. That's a 21-year high. So this is just really out of hand. So this is not abating. This continues. In the past, it is true that during the months of summer, that numbers go down. So they were hoping that the same thing happened, but it hasn't. And it shows that they're, you know, they keep talking about the root causes. The root causes have really always been there during the past 20 years. But there's something else this time around that has generated this incredible surge. And, you know, I think you have to admit your mistakes. And I think the different element, what made it different this time is kind of impressive and encouraging, especially during the presidential campaign, encouraging people to come to our border. And then obviously, once he arrived at the White House, dismantling all those policies that dissuaded people from coming here. You know, people say, well, those policies that Trump put in place are not humanitarian. Well, they were, in the sense that they dissuaded people. It's, you know, I call it tough love. You have to send the message, don't come here. The administration has actually had to accept that message. Remember when Kamala Harris went to Guatemala? You know, after months, she finally said, don't go to the U.S. irregularly. Well, it's a very dangerous trek. Plus, we can't handle so many people. So you have to create a system that dissuades people from making the trek. Dissuading people who have no real claim to asylum. If you have a real claim to asylum, if you're being individually persecuted for religious or political reasons, of course you should be able to come to our border and we should be able to process you if you have a legitimate claim. But we know the vast majority, up to 90% of people who are arriving at our border, have no legitimate claim to asylum. Our asylum system is being abused. So we have to send the message through different measures, and that's what President Trump did, that you shouldn't come if you don't have a legitimate claim to asylum. So that is the reason. Asylum is being abused. It's actually being encouraged by this administration. And now, yesterday was a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal, how we're starting to see migrants arriving from other countries in South America and even outside of the Americas. I think the word's getting out that, you know, the border is open. And as much as they say they're removing people, which they are, they're starting to take tough measures because they realize that these numbers are not sustainable, that they can't handle so many people. The truth is that the word is out that if you ask for asylum, this administration is going to be much more, they're going to try to accommodate you. I think we need to fix our asylum system. Without legislation, the Trump administration, through administrative action, tried to alter or improve the system to ensure that only people with legitimate claims were allowed in. This administration has once again broadened the considerations for asylum, sending the message that, look, if you can argue any type of persecution, even though it doesn't qualify under the law standard, we're going to let you in. And I think that's wrong. I think asylum is for people who are individually persecuted for political, religious reasons, but generalized violence is not a reason for asylum. I mean, so the other thing is we don't want people to leave their countries. You know, I think we have to work with those countries. I think, they have to really work themselves to get their act together, to grow their economy, to create jobs. But we just can't, this massive movement of people from Central America through Mexico to the United States is not safe. People are risking their lives. Many are dying or victims of sexual assault or theft or violence. You know, Cardinal Sarah recently, you know, made a very tough statement saying that the massive movement of migrants is hell. These are tough words from a cardinal who understands migration, right? So this is something that cannot continue. They say that the way to fix it is to boost our processing capacity. That's not true. As Mayorkas said in that leaked audio, we don't have the capability. We'll never have that capability. The problem is that that we're having so many people arrive at the border. So the only way to do it is to stop this, to end this, is to put measures that will dissuade people from coming in.
Alfonso, what about the children? We've seen the images, thousands of children without adults crossing the border every day now for months and months. What are the conditions for these children? Time is ticking away. We only have a few minutes left.
Right. Unfortunately, Mary, because of the administration is actually every child that arrives on the border, they are going they're not going to remove. They're going to keep in the United States to process, and they're going to house them. So that's why many parents are actually giving up their children. They're arriving at the border with those children, and then they're sending their children on their own, which is incredible. The administration policies is actually encouraging the separation of families, because they know if the parents arrive with the children, they're going to be removed. So they send their children. This is terrible. I think we should send a clear message that everybody who arrives here should remain in Mexico. That policy should be restated. Remain in Mexico. People should wait in Mexico while their case is being adjudicated.
What have you heard finally about the position of the U.S. bishops? What's the Catholic Church's position on this humanitarian crisis at the border?
Well, you know, I think the bishops are obviously calling for a humane response to what's going on, and obviously that should be our goal. I don't think this is after all a prudential issue. There are different opinions of how to deal with this. I think when we look at this, we should all deal with it or approach it from a position of compassion. We have to be a welcoming country. We have to care for the immigrant. But at the same time, we have to ensure that people come here in an orderly, regular, and legal way. So that's why it's so important to work in Congress to get legislation passed that would allow for that orderly flow of people. And bishops have called for that, right? But in terms of the current situation, we have to approach it with compassion. But from my perspective, compassion means encouraging people not to make that dangerous trek to the southern border.
Well, Alfonso, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your Catholic perspective on this very difficult issue. Thanks a lot. Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. We're going to take a short break as Morning Air continues here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Well, good morning. Here it is, your chance to be generous. What a great way to start the day. It's part of a balanced breakfast, I think. Reaching out and responding to Relevant Radio during our summer pledge drive, helping us to wipe out that need of $2.7 million by the end of the week and getting each and every gift matched 100%. Rolling through another partnership challenge hour bright and early this morning, about 33 minutes left to go at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Each and every gift this morning is matched 100%. Maybe it's a $500 gift matched with $500. Maybe it's a $5,000 gift, and we get those big ones from time to time, and boy, wouldn't that help us take a big bite out of this. That would be matched with $5,000, but no gift too small or too big to be matched. 100%. What a great way to go. Working together to keep Relevant Radio going strong for 3 more months. That's what we're doing when we ask you to reach out and respond. We're listener-supported. We couldn't do this without you. We've needed to rely on one another. That's how we're designed to operate through life, but especially during the last year and a half, Relevant Radio has been able to be here when other things weren't. We're able to bring you Mass each and every day live at noon, give you that great opportunity to pray with Drew Mariani and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, 3 o'clock every afternoon, 7 every night, the Rosary Across America with Father Rocky. So many great ways to pray with Relevant Radio. Learn more about your faith all day long. Get your questions answered from priests and bishops and more. 877-291-0123. That gift in any amount makes it all happen. And that gift matched 100% in any amount as well this morning. Our number is 877-291-0123. John, folks can give online as well at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, we are so blessed here on Morning Air. Every single day here on the program, we hear from an amazing lineup of spiritual directors, holy priests like Father Rocky, our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Burke Masters, Father Marcel Tyone, Father James Kubicki, and many others. Our Relevant Radio spiritual directors provide wisdom-filled direction every day for your spiritual life, and they help you find the grace in the ordinary moments of everyday life. I was recently moved by an explanation of one of my favorite Bible verses, Colossians 3:17, where St. Paul says, whatever you do in work or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This sums up what it means to sanctify your work. What is this kind of spiritual direction worth? And yet you get it every single day here on Relevant Radio. Please reach out and respond. Please support the work of Relevant Radio. Make a difference for time and for eternity. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or call us right now at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123, online, relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Each and every gift the rest of this hour matched 100%. Please do your best now and reach out and respond.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for being with us as we continue here on the second day of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. We were off to a good start yesterday, but we always got to keep in mind that it's not where you start, but where you finish. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we'll bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. St. Thomas Aquinas once said the essence of the spiritual life is friendship with God. Do you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you feel close to the Lord? If you're looking to feel yet even closer and build up your spiritual life, we have a few good tips for you this morning. Now joining us is our friend Kendra Von Esch to continue our discussion that we recently had about the seven pillars of the spiritual life. Kendra is a speaker, faith coach, author, podcaster, and regular contributor to Morning Air, who is passionate about sharing her faith, her supernatural transformation, and spiritual experiences while helping others on their journey. Kendra is also the author of Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God. Good morning, Kendra. Welcome back to Morning Air. Great to be with you once again.
Hi, John. Good morning to you, too. Welcome back. Hopefully you got a lot of rest and relaxation on your time off, and you're raring back to go. So it sure sounds like it.
Battery fully charged. I'm a few shades darker. Got plenty of sun down in the Sunshine State with the family. Kendra, before we talk about these seven pillars of the spiritual life that we started to talk about last time, can you share your heartfelt feeling of why it's so important to be able to talk about these issues, such as the importance of the spiritual life on Relevant Radio, why we need to support the great work of Relevant Radio?
Yeah, so it's part of a balanced breakfast, as Glenn said. I laughed out loud when I heard that. We need the spiritual life to prop us up. Life is hard. It's difficult. And if we don't have Jesus and a personal relationship and the beautiful sacraments of the Catholic faith to help us, it's going to be a lot harder. And I think about one of the pillars being spiritual reading. And I'm just going to confess, by the way, confession is another one, but I'm going to confess that I am not much of a reader. I'm a slow reader. I may have to read a page over and over again. So hands up to anybody out there to join me on the struggle with reading for me. So I look at Relevant Radio as that pillar of spiritual reading, spiritual guidance, spiritual inspiration, and knowledge, quite frankly. When you think about how many times you turn on Relevant Radio and you feel as if God is speaking directly to you, think about that as the truth. God is speaking through this radio station, through the free app, through the rosary, and all of the other prayer resources that you can get on that free app. And it is going to help you get through your life in a much more joy-filled, calm, peaceful way. It's just such a beautiful outreach. I know when I have struggling days that if I turn on Relevant Radio, I'm going to find that peace, or honestly, that answer that I may be searching for that I'm struggling with to find elsewhere.
Kendra, that is so, so true. You're absolutely right. It never ceases to amaze me how sometimes you hear something at the exact moment when you need to hear it. And you know firsthand because you're not only a regular longtime contributor, but you're also a listener.
Correct. I'm begging everyone to please, when you have those moments, don't wait for the pledge drive. Pick up the phone or go online. It's simple. It takes seconds to donate. You can even be a recurring donator and just know that if it's not, you know, it's always helping you, but you are now evangelizing in a way that you don't even open up your mouth. You let Relevant Radio do the talking for you. And don't forget to introduce people to Relevant Radio. When I'm out speaking, I always, and it's in my book, Relevant Radio is in my book because it was such a massive part of my journey and continues to be. We're constantly in our conversion stage of our journey. And when I look and I say, oh my gosh, you haven't heard of Relevant Radio? Well, here, write this website down and go to your iStore or your Google Play and download the app. You will not regret it. I'll share one thing. I do pray every day to Father Rocky with the rosary. And my husband, not so much of a practicing Catholic, will overhear me praying and he'll walk by and he'll say, hi, Father Rocky. So you never know what you could be doing to someone in your family through the Relevant Radio app and all the beautiful programming that's on the show.
Awesome, Kendra. Well, the last time we began to talk about the seven pillars of the spiritual life, Mass, Confession, Scripture, Daily Prayer, Adoration, the Rosary, and Spiritual Reading, which we just confessed about, starting with the Holy Mass, why is it so important to try to get to Mass every day? The Holy Mass is so important if you really want to grow in the spiritual life.
Yeah, and I know the feeling of people who go to Mass because it's the check box. They have to go. Mom and Dad did it, Grandma and Grandpa did it, and now you're doing it with your family. But if you're not truly going to worship and going to adore and praise our Lord, and to know that the whole purpose is to receive the Eucharist, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus himself into our bodies and our souls, then you're missing it. You're missing the point. And quite frankly, we're blocking the grace that God just wants to shower on us. So when you think about when you receive the Lord, I would just ask everyone to take a moment and say, Lord, Father, I empty myself out. I am sacrificing myself through Jesus to you. And when I receive your Son, please transform me. I like to use the word transfigure because all of us can be transfigured with Jesus within us. And then I ask the Lord to help me love everyone in my life that day and for the rest of the week if I can't get to daily Mass. But I will tell you, daily Mass is also a beautiful grace. And there are some days that my busy schedule, because I choose not to go, comes in between me and receiving the Lord. And there are those days when I don't receive the Lord, and I think you're a daily Mass goer, you go at noon. You know, when you don't have Jesus within you, your day just isn't as calm and peaceful and loving. So I'd encourage anyone to try and get into daily Mass on a regular basis, whether it's at evening, at noon. Sometimes there's Masses in the morning. Hopefully you've got a diocese that has an array of choices for you. It's so incredible, right, John? I know you know this.
Oh, there's no question. I can feel the power. I can feel the grace of the Holy Eucharist. I really try to never miss daily Mass. In fact, I hit Mass at 8:30 as soon as the show is over every day, right across the street here at St. Paul of the Cross. We also have another beautiful sacrament, the Sacrament of Joy, Confession. Why is Confession so important for a healthy spiritual life, Kendra?
It is the cleansing part of our lives. And you may not be struggling with mortal sin anymore, but in the end, you still need God's grace to be virtuous and to kick vice and temptations to the curb. And confession for me is a weekly thing, because you'd be amazed at what I could write down over the week and how I snipped at that driver in the car or was short with my husband. These are the things I take into confession. Or when I chose not to spend time in prayer, I take that to confession as well. And for those who haven't gone in a long, long time, it will change your life. Go to confession. It's such a beautiful sacrament.
Absolutely. And try to get there once a month. And I think you're in good shape if you can make it at least once a month. We're going to take a short break as we continue talking with Catholic speaker and author Kendra Von Esch about the seven pillars of the spiritual life. Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Reach out and respond. That's our invitation to you this morning here from Relevant Radio. Help us with our summer pledge drive. Our need by the end of the week, $2.7 million. Each day needs to be a big one to get there. Let's keep that first day momentum going today and take advantage of a 100% match for each and every gift right now at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, and on the mobile app as well. If you've never given before, you're in good company. A lot of great first-time donors we want to thank out there. Elaine listening on the app. Our thanks to Aaron in Los Angeles. Our thanks as well to Sandra listening in New Jersey. All first-time donors, you can try it out too. You'll like it. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com. And as more and more folks give electronically, you may enjoy trying to give through the app as well here at Relevant Radio. And those thank you gifts, we've got them for you. Check them out online at relevantradio.com, including at the dollar a day level. You know, this always, year after year, ends up being the most common prayer request at Relevant Radio to help a loved one come back to the faith. We've got a book for you here. It's called The St. Monica Club, How to Wait, Hope, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones. That's your gift for a dollar a day gift to Relevant Radio, our way of saying thanks for supporting Relevant Radio and to help you with your faith and help bring those folks back to the faith as well. And that's not only the prayer we hear all the time, but the work we try to do at Relevant Radio. And we hear those stories, those miracle moments of folks coming back to the faith or into church for the very first time. Together, great things happen when you give at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, and on the mobile app as well. And John, don't forget, everything this hour matched 100%.
Absolutely, Glenn. I cannot begin to tell you how many Sunday mornings I spend listening here on Relevant Radio to the greatest Catholic evangelizer of the 20th century, the late, great Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who used to say, the truth is the truth even if nobody believes it, and an error is an error even if everybody believes it. Here on Morning Air and on Relevant Radio, we try to bring you the truth every single day with an array of outstanding expert guests that put the news of the day into sharp focus from a uniquely Catholic perspective on religious freedom and free speech rights, Catholic identity in universities, and being disciples in the new evangelization. Support Relevant Radio so that we can continue to present the truth of our culture, of our Catholic faith. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the reason that we exist, to bring Christ to the world through the media. You can do it. You can bring Christ for years to come. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Give hope. Open your heart and call right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
You can make a difference for eternity with that gift. How exciting is that, huh? 877-291-0123, or safely and securely at relevantradio.com.
Forty-seven minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on day two of our summer pledge drive. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation with our good friend Kendra Von Esch, speaker, podcaster, and author, as we're discussing the seven pillars of the spiritual life. Kendra, one of the other pillars that we haven't talked too much about is Scripture, spending time with the Word of God. Why is reading the Bible so important for us as Catholic Christians?
I'll sum it up as, the more we read the Bible, the more the Bible reads us. And for all those people out there, like I was for 43 years of my life, I've never touched a Bible. I never read the Bible. I thought it would be so boring. And I just have to steal a quote from Father Richard Simon, who says, "The Bible is the best soap opera ever." I mean, it is intense and so much to learn. And the more you read the Bible, the more you will see that God is speaking to you at different phases of your journey. I remember reading some Gospels in the beginning of my journey where I was like, I have no idea what God's talking about here. And then a year later, boom, a big light bulb goes off and it finally makes sense. I have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that is how reading the Bible is. It's always new. It's not like picking up that same book and expecting and knowing how it's going to end. It's always a twist and a turn depending on where we're at in our journey and what's going on in our life. I don't know if that's how you experience the Bible, but that's what my journey has been.
Years ago, I actually fell in love with the Bible thanks to a Pentecostal girlfriend that I had at the time who challenged me on my Catholic faith. And so I started reading the Bible to find out the answers, and I was hooked. And now I have about three Bibles that are all marked up and full of notes in the margins. And, you fall in love with the Word of God. And that's why we have the Power Scripture from the Playbook of Life every day here on the show to start every hour of morning air. Another one of the seven pillars of the spiritual life, of course, and you alluded to it, is prayer, daily prayer. What sort of daily prayers can we do to keep focused on our Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I truly believe that morning prayer, even if you're not a morning person, or even if you're a third shift person, whatever your morning is, however you start your day, is always going to be better when you root it sitting with God, hopefully in peace. You could pray certain prayers. You could pray your rosary. You can have certain prayers that you read or that you recite. But I think the most important is sitting in silence and allowing God to speak to you, or meditating on the daily readings. That's what I focus on every morning. And there's always a word or a phrase or some sort of theme that comes across in that reading for that day that I know God is asking me to do that day. And that's really the point, is we're supposed to be hearing from God in that prayer, how do I know you, love you, and serve you today, God? And you might be surprised what he says to you during that time, but we always have to ask for that grace to actually do it. One time I heard the Lord ask me to call someone and tell them that I was sorry, that I had never apologized to someone for an act that I did. And that was scary to me. I hadn't talked to that person in a really long time. And so when I did, I had to ask first for the grace to do that, because I could have easily made up a bunch of excuses that this person doesn't even know what I did or haven't talked to them in so long. But I did ask the Lord to give me that strength and that courage. And it was a beautiful outreach. And that person was so grateful for me, for my call. And it was a huge weight lifted. And if I didn't do it, it would probably still be haunting me today. And there are crazy things that God shares with us in those quiet times if we just allow ourselves to sit for a while. And I know lots of people aren't real wild about silence, or they really struggle to pray, but there is joy in prayer. Just keep at it, keep working on it, and you will be surprised how much you will desire and seek it in your life.
Kendra, we have less than 60 seconds. A quick thought on the importance of the prayer of the gospel, praying the rosary.
Yeah, praying the rosary is sometimes a checkbox for most of us because our lives are busy. I remember once I heard Dr. Taylor Marshall say, if you're not praying the rosary, you're not on the team. And you also know Padre Pio says that the rosary is the weapon of our time. So please pray the rosary as best you can. Pray along with Father Rocky, like I do on the Relevant Radio app. Maybe that helps you stay focused. And try praying the longer version, which gives you some reflections that you can slow down and truly meditate. And you will find that peace in the beautiful rosary with Our Lady.
Well, Kendra, thank you so much for being with us as always. I appreciate your insights and your passion for our Catholic faith. Thanks, Kendra.
God bless you guys. Have a good one.
God bless you too. Kendra Von Esch, faith coach, speaker, and a regular contributor to Morning Air. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn's Story Corner.
Our story today is called Pointing to the Right Path. It's from Sunny Skies. After taking the wrong bus to get to his race, Jamaican hurdler Hansel Parchment ran into a kind Olympic volunteer who set him on the right path. Parchment feared he'd miss the 110-meter hurdles final when he got on the wrong bus and ended up at what he believed was one of the aquatics venues. That's when he saw Tiana. "I saw this volunteer," he said, "and I had to beg because, of course, she's not allowed to do much, and she actually gave me some money to take one of the taxis. That's how I was able to get to the warm-up in time and had enough time to compete," said Parchment. He told the story in a video posted to social media, which ended with him meeting Tiana. He thanked her, showed her the gold medal, gave her a Jamaican Olympic shirt, and paid back the money that she'd lent him. According to the Sunday Gleaner, Jamaica's Minister for Tourism intends to host her on a trip to the Caribbean island. Edmund Bartlett, Jamaica's Minister for Tourism, says, "No matter where in the world she is, we want to reciprocate the kindness shown to one of our own." From Psalm 5:8, "Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow."
Thanks so much, Glenn. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by international Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. She'll be with us to continue our weekly Remember You Are Loved series. And Bishop Apraki will be also with us. Stay with us. There's much more here as the Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues. Much more to come on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Easy to give at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Thanks to Dave and Colleen and Connie, all from Chicagoland, making gifts to Relevant Radio. You can too at 877-291-0123. You can do it online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app. Gary, listening in Phoenix as well, making a call to Relevant Radio. More and more folks give online. What a great, easy, quick, and efficient way. It's safe and secure, too. RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Great thank you gifts, as usual, and the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive is as handy as some of those mugs and tote bags to get from public TV are. But things from Relevant Radio that say thank you remind you not only how you've helped us, but to help increase your spiritual life as well. That will be the case when you set your gaze upon this beautiful framed print, Mary Untire of Knots, as we focus on Our Lady during this month of August. It's 11 by 13. Just beautiful. Get a look at that online at relevantradio.com. That's yours with our thanks when you give at the $50 a month level, $600 a month or more. And many more thank you gifts are there waiting for you. Our number is 877-291-0123, or you can pledge online, relevantradio.com, or on the mobile app. 4 minutes left to go this hour. John, it's a 100% match. Our partnership challenge hour continues at 877-291-0123.
And we want to keep it going. How many times have you heard Father Rocky or another Catholic priest here on Relevant Radio talk about confession? The Catechism of the Catholic Church calls confession the sacrament of conversion because it makes present Jesus the Lord's call to conversion. Countless listeners have been inspired and motivated to return to confession by something that they heard on the air on Relevant Radio, to return to confession after 10, 20, maybe even 40 years. That's making a difference for time and for eternity. Help us to bring souls back to Christ. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Bring hope by calling us right now. Do it now, 877-291-0123.
Sometimes all you need is that good friend to remind you to do the things that you want to do, that you need to do, that you you know you ought to do, and maybe that's coming back to confession. Maybe you've fallen away from regular attendance at Mass. Relevant Radio can be that friend to help nudge you back in the right direction. We can be that new friend that's inviting you to try something new that you've had some interest in. Radio is such a great way to explore the faith, especially for those who, you know, aren't sure what to do when they enter the door of a church. Relevant Radio can gently guide them on the way. Plus, those who go to daily Mass, and every time the doors are open, you're there. Relevant Radio can be here for you 24/7, feeding your faith, feeding your spirit, giving you the info you need, inspiring you as well, and, you know, being your companion through whatever life is throwing your way. Our number is 877-291-0123. We're online at relevantradio.com. We thank you by keeping Relevant Radio on the air and by giving you those great thank you gifts when you give it a variety of levels. For the $1,200 a year level, that's $100 a month. We've got this beautiful 8-inch Mary Mother of God statue for you. You can look at that online at relevantradio.com and pledge while you're there. And don't forget, 2 minutes left to go with every gift right now matched 100%. That essentially doubles the impact of your gift right now. 100 matched with 100, 500 matched with 500. A $10,000 gift, John, that would be matched with $10,000 right now. That's pretty awesome.
That is definitely awesome, and the clock keeps ticking. For those of you that are financially blessed, please answer the call. You know, Relevant Radio is reaching seekers day in and day out all across our nation. Who are these seekers, and what are they seeking? St. Edith Stein once said, anyone who seeks truth seeks God, whether or not they realize it. Relevant Radio is spiritually feeding anyone who is seeking, who is searching for the truth. Ultimately, the truth is a person, and his name is our Lord Jesus Christ. When you support Relevant Radio, you support the true, the good, and the beautiful. Please help Relevant Radio to continue to reach seekers who are searching for God. Open your heart and give to the mission of Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond. Give hope, give Christ. Do it right now. Reach out and respond. Open your heart. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
You like waking up to Relevant Radio and Morning Air? We'd love to hear from you right now. Thanks for your generosity. You support so many in their faith with one simple gift and call. Pray about it, talk it over with your sweetie, and pick up the phone at 877-291-0123, or enjoy that 100% match now at relevantradio.com.